let's talk about Charles Hall. We'll get Dr. Michael Sala's input on that, too. Who is Charles Hall, Paula?
Okay, Charles Hall, Charles James Hall, is a weather observer that worked on the Nellis Base out of Indian Springs from 1965 to 1967. He's written three books called Millennial Hospitality with the help of his wife who edited the books. And these books, you can buy them and they come out as science fiction. But when I met him in Roswell in July of 2003, I happened to sit and talk to him. And when he was telling me the details of these books, he happened to say to me that they were true. And I said, oh, goodness, well, this is about an alien race of tall whites. They are about between 7 and 8 feet high, live to be 800 years old. And these tall people, very thin people, were hosted on the Nellis Base from 1965 to 67. And he talks about his meeting them, his interacting with them. And the thing that amazed me the most about these books and about this story is that they had their children with them. So as he was telling me this in Roswell, and you know, very few people found it, it is very hard for people to actually digest this material, I thought, well, let me see if he can give me some documents that says he was on the Nellis Base.
Right.
Let me see if I can find some other weather observers that say that he was on the Nellis Base. Let me see if I can research this case. A year and a half later, here I am to tell you that, yes, Charles James Hall was working as a weather observer on the Nellis Base. Yes, we have, thanks to people that have helped us, investigators that have helped us, gotten other weather observers who worked with him. And yes, from what he tells us, there were tall, white, alien beings, so we think of them as alien, but I think of them as people anymore, who are hosted on the base with a technology transfer. The technology transfer happened to be part of the deal. They could stay on the base provided they were, they could not, you know, go off the base without accompaniment. And his story is amazing because it deals with also children, with families. Now, Clifford Stone had told me a long time ago that we were hosting families on Earth. So what I was getting was what Clifford Stone had told me a long time ago.
You mean extraterrestrial and families?
The extraterrestrial families, that it's absolutely normal. This, according to these tall whites, and I don't know what else to call them, is a way station. And it's absolutely normal that we would have Earth as a way station. The thing is, though, that since they come and go, they needed to be in a place where it was contained. And when Charles Hall tells his story, and there's so many details to this story, he says they were accompanied by American military. He said officers, he said colonels, he said people. He said he saw these whites being accompanied by the military. He said he saw the mothership that was inside a hangar in the mountain there near Indian Springs. On my website is an actual design of where the hangar was, where the range was that Charles worked. He worked in range 3 and 4. And I've got to add, George, that it's been a year and a half, and what I did is I worked with this story with an airlines pilot, a commercial airlines pilot from New Zealand. His name is David Coote. Because I thought I was going crazy. I thought, well, I've got to work on this with another person that is really, you know, going to look at this objectively. And David has agreed, and I have agreed, that this is a true story. So we flew Charles Hall to Indian Springs this summer in June and had him recount his entire story. We were outside the Indian Springs area as far as there is a barbed wire fence that leads you to Dreamland in Area 51. So we were outside the barbed wire fence, and Charles relived and recapped everything that happened with his interaction with these tall whites to the detail, and he's not making it up. So David Coote, who is the other investigator, and I, and this story is on my website, have concluded that for sure, and listen to the dates, 1965 to 67, we were hosting extraterrestrials and their families on the Nellis Base. Now, Michael Sala has talked to Charles Hall, so you might want to ask him his impression.
I will do that. But now, the extraterrestrials he describes, I mean, were they human form even though they were 8 feet tall?
Well, he said that the older they grew, the older they were, the taller they grew. They're very human. He said the women look like Twiggy. They look like the model Twiggy,
right?
Because he said they were their heads were supported by a very thin neck, very humanoid, wore clothes, regular clothes. He said the children wore clothes that he assumed came from the Sears catalog. They wore regular clothes. Children looked looked normal, except that they had hair that was transparent. He said it was almost like it was transparent blonde. Their eyes were, he said, wraparound eyes. If you can imagine that, they were blue. When he first saw the first one, he saw what he thought was an animal in a big sagebrush. And he got close to this sagebrush. He looked down, and this little girl turned around and faced him. And he said she had paper white skin. This scared him. It would scare anybody.
Oh, yeah. You'd think it was a ghost.
Exactly. Yeah. He said they'd been around a long time and has been interpreted as ghosts, because he said the legend in that valley was that there was a ghost horse named Range for Harry. They named this ghost horse. And what had happened was when they float, and they had floating equipment to come up from the valley, he said it was just equipment. He said they would float up with their suits that would have some kind of electronics which would spit out a kind of a reflective material. He said in the night it looked like a ghost. And he said there's so many stories. In fact, the one witness that we finally got after 40 years said, yes, there was this ghost. And it looks like a ghost from far away. When you have four people, you know, together that are floating, it looks like some kind of animal. And this legend had been going on for a long time, that there was this floating ghost. Now, Charlie got to see them close up, so he knows that they had these suits that could allow them to move, and he also knows that they had equipment in order to communicate. So when he saw the child, he understood it was a non-human child, backed away, and beside her was the mother, and he understood right away that he was not to interfere at all, and just was very, you know, and asked the child, do you need help? Have you lost your mother, and so forth. Had a mental conversation with the child. Now, when this happens, and if this is a true story, this is where exopolitics comes in. What do you do? What does anyone do when they have a situation like this? So this story is so important because of the way Charlie interacted. It was a protocol. And I think protocol is ever so important to discuss.
All right, Michael, what do you think of Charles Hall?
Well, I did find him to be very credible when I spoke to him. He speaks with great integrity and sincerity. He describes experiences that altered his life, and one does feel that this was very real for him. And what I found in the books was that this was a very unusual experience. Contrary to a lot of other whistleblowers who are bound by security oaths and not wanting to reveal classified information that would get them into trouble in their retirement, Charles Hall wasn't in any way constrained by those types of classification or security oaths.